This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I just want to give you a heads up. On Friday, hour number one, Dr. Joel Wallach. Hour number two on Friday, I'll be doing part three with Marty Barrett. And we're going to be talking about, in part three, extreme tax deductions. Now, you heard on the news that Google was fined a massive amount for manipulating their search results. I did what I thought was a pretty interesting broadcast, in my own opinion. I like the topic of tax avoidance. I like it because, to me, it's a game in which they, the government, allegedly, is trying to take what they can from you. And in this game, it's up to you to try to keep whatever you can from them taking it. So I read the rules, and I've been playing this game for decades with them. And I've been successful. I don't let them take any more than I absolutely have to. I hold them at bay using their rules. And I play above board. I don't cheat. I don't evade taxes. That's illegal. But tax avoidance is perfectly legal. So I did two broadcasts, and I thought, you know, maybe we can probably do this in one broadcast. Nope, couldn't do it in two. May be able to do it in three. So this Friday, hour number two, is the third in the series. And so in the line of, search engine dynamics, I find that if you type YouTube, comma, USA Prepares, comma, extreme tax deductions, you will find a result that has seven views. Seven.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think so either. Well, what happened, we had a lot more than that. And that result was, the original post was by Ron Gibson. I asked him if he could separate the two-hour broadcast into two one-hour pieces, one with the extreme tax deductions separate. And he did a great job, put a title on it, and it really made it, you know, interesting and eye-catching. Well, that has been, if you do a search, you don't find that one. The first one you find is this other guy, whoever he is, who had one view, actually had no views, until I said, wow, no, impossible, absolutely impossible that no one looked at this. So I looked at it, and it got one view, and that was from me. Well, I don't believe...
No way.
So, you know, no way.
YouTube absolutely manipulates the view counts all the time, and I have caught them doing it in the past on my channel on YouTube, Gwyneth Isaacs, and the one that they... the one I caught them out on was, you know, Victoria police officer ignores the attorney general.
Yeah.
Where there's, you know, you can go to, and actually, do you know something? I did not know that I was going to get pulled over, but coincidentally, on my, cell phone, as a podcast that I had uploaded previously to my cell phone, I had USA Prepares running.
Yep.
In the first part of that particular dash cam video. And you can hear Vincent, and then I hear this, the police car comes up behind me. He was, a plainclothes type police car, and he did the flashy flashies and all that, and I just said, something like that, and just turned the broadcast off. but they actually accused me of stealing my own ute. How's that? Wow. On that day. And do you know something? They knew it was my ute. And they nevertheless accused me of stealing my own ute and then went and did an unwarranted search of my ute. How's that? On the basis that they were accusing me with absolutely zero evidence. There's no way they could have had any evidence because it was my ute. And they knew it was my ute. And I'm sure, incidentally, on that day, that they were tracking my cell phone signal, which they do, okay? Because they have not liked me for quite some time. But anyway, that was one video that they absolutely manipulated the YouTube views on. And I had a different number of views showing on my channel as a producer of content than what was on the public area of YouTube. And I would, log out and then view it from the outside. And it would have one number of views, and then I would log into my account, and it would have a different, higher number of views. So they absolutely do that. But you know something? Getting back to the dogs, how this pack dynamic thing works, okay? They operate any bureaucracy that you see, whether it's the police, whether it's, your municipality or whoever it is, they operate as a unit. And what we need to do as preppers and survivalists, we need to learn to operate on a similar basis, putting our own household first, okay? And that means we have loyalty to our spouses, to our parents, to our family members, to our children, to our animals, to our livestock, to our cats and dogs, so that the cats, the dogs, the horses, the sheep, the cattle, the children, everybody feels like that they are a part of something here. That is what pack mentality is. Okay? And it's hard to do it once your children are older. It's very easy to do it when they are little. Okay? Because what you do is you look at how dogs behave in a natural way, and you will see a model for how humans should behave in a natural way, because natural human behavior and natural dog behavior is very, very similar. And that is why, personally, I think that dogs and humans have always gotten on so well. And if you look at how a wolf pack operates, they look after the pups but they discipline them. And they have a set of rules, and the pups grow up knowing that certain things are allowed and certain things are not allowed. Okay? Like, for instance, the pup that I have here came up to me. She's all of maybe eight weeks old. She came up to me. She'd just woken up. She came up to me and sort of went, and I said, okay, you want to be let out to go and do your business outside. I let her out. She went and did her business, and then she came back up to the door, went, and went back in. She's all of maybe 8 weeks old, and she's figured out that really you've got to go outside to do pee-pee. It's not really acceptable to do it in the house, okay? Mm-hmm. Because that's what we do. She wakes up, we put her out, because I know that just after dogs wake up, they want to go and do something. Everybody does. That's just nature. But that's the pack dynamic. And if we build that in with our dogs, with our children, to say, listen, we love you, but there's a set mode of what we do around here, okay, you will find that you have a loyal, devoted, loving, stable household. And if you want to know what happens if you don't do that with your own dogs and with your own children, there's a couple of documentary series that you need to go and watch, and one of them is 25 Dumb and Living with Mum. Okay, I think that's probably, I think it's been on the Discovery Channel. You'll probably find it if you search for it on the internet. And the other one is Cesar Millan's very excellent TV series that he runs. Watch the people who do not have control of their dogs on Cesar Millan's show, and you will find that they are weak people. They are social justice warrior type, lefty type people who are overly soft in their own life. Okay? And I watched a great number of his episodes. I love him. I think he's great. But you see, these people are frightened of their dogs, and their dog might be a Pomeranian or a Jack Russell or a Chihuahua, and they are frightened of the dog. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to do a search on it right now. I want to tell you what I do with our dogs, all of them, when we come back. I try to do this every day. It's absolutely in concert with what you've just been talking about. Gwen Advises. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Preparedness. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt debt relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I did a search for the series that you were telling me about, or telling all of us about, Young, Dumb, and Living Off Mum. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's something like Young, Dumb, and Living Off Mum, or 25 Dumb and Living Off Mum, or something like that.
Okay, what I found was there's a BBC, it says BBC Three.
Yeah, that's the one.
And it's called, okay, Young, a class. If you want to do a search, I'll post this on the website, USA Prepares. But if you want to do a search, Young, Dumb, and Living Off Mum, M-U-M. And so I'm going to see if I can send this over to our television screen and watch this. Maybe this evening I'll be able to watch this with Mrs. Finelli. But it looks interesting.
Your head with the dumbness of these kids. Just
can you share
their parents have never provided them with any leadership.
So they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been in the auto store many times in the last 12 years. And I'm just talking about in Missouri. And I very rarely see young people in there lately that are looking to change the oil in their vehicles or looking to change the air cleaner or looking to do anything that involves maintaining their vehicles. Now, it can't be that young people don't have vehicles. They obviously, they operate vehicles, but either they don't know what to do, and that's why they're not buying the standard maintenance items that you need, like air filters and oil, and you know, other maintenance items, or they're having them done because at the dealership because they're leasing the vehicles. I can't think of any other reason. Either they don't know how, and that's why they're not doing it, or the dealership is doing it, and they don't know how. But the bottom line is, let me give you an example. let me give you an example. Our son, one of our sons, used to be a guy who, if someone had a problem, he would pull over and help that person. Like if he were in a parking lot of a store and there was someone there scratching their head and trying to get their vehicle operating, he would say, well, do you need any help? I've got some jumper cables, or let me help you with that, or I think it's the carburetor, or I think it's, you know, the ignition system. And he would help them diagnose and get their vehicle running to where they could get home or something like that. Lately, he hasn't been doing that so much. And he tells me stories of, hey, Dad, you know, I was over there, and, you know, we'll be driving someplace. He'd say, I was right over here, and there was a vehicle over there, and there were a couple of young people in it, and they were just sitting in their vehicle. It looked like they were kind of stranded, but they didn't have the hood up. They weren't looking. They're just sitting in the vehicle like zombies, just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not being proactive. And his feeling was, if they're not being proactive, why should he be involved in trying to help them?
Yeah.
That's his attitude. Now, I didn't teach him that. I didn't say, hey, you know, if you ever see a situation, don't go help them. I didn't do that. He's determined that on his own. He's 25 years old, and he's determined when he will be successful in trying to help someone and when he won't be. He was telling me another story about how this guy had had a dead battery. Dead enough so that it would not turn over the vehicle and he couldn't get it started. So our son went over to help him. And he says, okay, do you know how, and it was a stick shift, do you know how to get this thing rolling and then pop the clutch, you know, with the ignition on and use the forward momentum of the vehicle rolling, pop the clutch to turn over the engine so it will start. Do you know how to do that? The guy said, oh, yeah, go ahead, yeah. So our son hooks him up to a tow rope, which he, you know, a nylon rope with hooks on the end that we use here at the farm.
Yep.
Hooked it up to his truck and got him moving, and the guy didn't know what to do. First thing the guy does is turn the radio on, turns the fan on, drains whatever.
He knows how to play the radio.
Drains the battery, you know, a little bit more.
Even
you know,
more.
While he's... Yeah, well, and this is what makes my son nuts.
And the aircon.
He can't stand it. Can't
stand it.
And
the aircon.
Yeah, and so my son tries to avoid helping people. Just don't.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders, and they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm getting a chuckle. I posted the link to Young, Dumb, and Living Off Mum, M-U-M, on the website, USAPrepares.com, during the commercial break. And I'm reading about this, and it says that this is a series in which mildly coddled 17 to 25-year-olds with no life skills are fast-tracked into fully functioning independent adults using real-life challenges.
It usually doesn't work like that. If you watch the series, you'll spend the whole time laughing at it, but it's high on the cringe factor. And the fact is that these kids are not actors. Mm-hmm. This is how they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the name of Cesar Millan's show. It's on the National Geographic Channel. From memory, he has a YouTube channel as well, which is Cesar Millan on YouTube. That's C-E-S-A-R, space M-I-L-A-N. And he's called the Dog Whisperer. Okay? And you know something? He's really, really good. He has a pack of between 20 and 40 dogs, including Rottweilers, Pit Bulls, German Shepherds, Greyhounds, every possible dog breed that you could possibly imagine, Ridgebacks and Crosses, of Mastiffs, of all of the above, and Crosses, and they all live happily together on his property, which is a former automotive workshop with 6-foot-high fences all the way around, in Los Angeles. And the people that come to him for psychological consultations with their dogs is absolutely amazing. It's, you know, if you think of what Los Angeles typical people are, these people have no clue, you know? And some of them, they have the tiniest little dogs, and the dogs run the show, you know? And some of them buy enormous dogs, and guess what? Those dogs run the show too. It's amazing to see, okay? People don't have any idea of how to get on in this life. They have no idea of pack mentality. Hey, and Cesar Millan says, you are the human. You have to be the alpha. Okay? And that does not mean being an absolutely horrible person. It just means being in charge. And letting your dog know, I'm in charge. Okay? You're not the leader of the pack around here. I'm the leader of the pack. You have to do what I say. And if I say don't jump on the sofa, I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And absolutely. You might get another household like our one, the dogs are allowed on the sofas, but they still know that they're not the alphas. And if they get off the sofa, if I need to sit on the sofa, they have to get off the sofa. And that's just how it is, you know? But, you know, the thing is, if you don't have any idea of authority structures, you will never, ever, ever be able to succeed in the preparedness lifestyle. And it's not about bossing everybody around. It's about you're the one in charge. You're the one who has to organize everything as the leader of the household. And that's whether you're a man or a woman. And if you're a woman who's a single mother, you've got teenage sons, welcome to the club. I'm a woman, I'm a single mother, I have teenage sons, but those teenage sons, they do not run the show. They might test the boundaries, they might want to think sometimes that they run the show, but ultimately they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's too many places out there, households, where the kids run the show and the parents sit around chewing their fingernails. And that's the reason why no one has a clue what to do. And if any situation develops, there's no leadership because the kids haven't lived long enough to see what to do. And the parents don't feel strong enough to stand up when their kids are as big as they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I have had many discussions with our family, and what I try to do is involve the family in decisions. And that, you know, if we're going to do something, let's say we're going to put in a solar system, and we are, okay, we're expanding our off-grid system. So I involve the entire family in the discussion. We will sit around the kitchen table, we'll talk about the battery bank, we'll talk about the wiring, and then when I go to do it, it's a family project. For example, my son and I designed it, and then I showed my son the designs, and I said, okay, can you make this better? How can we make this better? And then we improve on the design, and then we improve on it again. Now, he and I own that design. If anything goes wrong, it's our fault. It's not my fault. Okay? And then when we go to buy the welder,
the money it comes out of your account, probably.
the way our family works is it's family money, okay? So one person doesn't waste family money because all of us have worked really hard to get to that point. But so when we go to buy the welder, it's not just Dad's going to buy this welder, or our son is going to buy this welder, or Mrs. Finelli's going to buy it. It's a decision. Everyone knows that there is this possibility. Anyone object? Okay. So, you know, obviously Mrs. Finelli trusts that I'm not going to do something stupid with family money. She knows I'm going to make very, very good use of it as best as I can. But I involve the entire family, and I usually bring one of the boys with me to pick it up, and if they see something that doesn't look right in the purchase, it doesn't happen. And then, I want to share this with you. So, but they do know that the dad is the head of the household. They're That's absolutely, right. they know that. Okay. So, but I'm not a dictator. I'm a manager.
That's what I was saying. It's not about being a dictator. You listen to the opinions of the people in the family. That they have to be well-reasoned opinions. They can't just object just for the sake of objecting, because that's not going to fly. But if they have a well-reasoned, why there's a problem, then certainly that's considered, you know? And if there's you say, well, actually, that you've picked up on something there, and we're going to change the way that we do things because of what you've picked out. And I'm really glad that you picked it out. I didn't see that. But it might go that they say, well, there's this problem, Mum. And then they say their view of the problem. And then you say, but you haven't considered this. Like, for instance, the pup that we decided to keep. My son said, but Mum, she's probably going to have the standing ears. We're trying to get back to breeding from a regular Jack Russell with a Parsons type body back to an old school Parsons Jack Russell, which had a particular colouring. Okay, so we crossed it with a Jack Russell cross that was crossed with an Australian Kelpie that had the black and tan colouring that we were after. Okay, that's what we were doing. That's the project. We came up with one pup that had that particular colouring, and it's a black and tan head and a spotted body. It's a very particular colouring that Jack Russells used to have, but they're very rare now, okay? And my son said, yes, but she's got her mother's Kelpie-type body. She hasn't got the Jack Russell-type body. And I said, yes, but she has the Parsons type colouring, and I explained to him that when you're breeding a particular kind of dog, you get one factor right and then you work on the next factor, okay, that you want to be expressed. When you've got that factor that you want expressing consistently generation after generation. And because I had come from a family of dog breeders, I knew that. But he didn't, okay? That's what I mean. And I say, yes, well, and we had a discussion about it, and, we could have gone the other way. We could have gone with the full black and tan pup that had the Jack Russell type body. I said, yes, but that's not the colour that I want. It's a thing of you have a discussion. And sometimes I say, well, yes, son, you're absolutely right. Let's do it your way. It's not a dictatorship. We still have a discussion. Mm-hmm. But it's about having a pack dynamic where there is ultimately somebody who makes the decision. Okay? Mm-hmm. Instead of just having everybody going their own way, doing their own thing, not working together, and ultimately behaving in quite a selfish way.
And destroying family resources.
Yeah, that's right. And then what happens when you have that latter type of family is the kids behave foolishly, the parents don't even try to put a brake on their foolish behavior, and then the kids ultimately end up doing quite self-destructive things.
Now let's talk about
yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Let's talk about management.
Yeah.
Management. That's what we are talking about, management. And when I went to school, one of the things I learned was, you know, the principles of management. And the definition is of management is getting people to do things. Well, there's a better definition of management, and that is getting people to do what you want them to do. An even better definition is getting people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it. Here's my definition. Getting people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it
because they can see the benefit of it.
Because they think it's their idea. Yeah. So you are and I are in agreement. Let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Gwyneth, I was chatting with our engineer Nathan during the commercial break, and I really like working with Nathan. And I mentioned to him that his smile, his positive attitude, his cheerfulness, it goes a long way in making the broadcast even more pleasant. You know, it's kind of like, the way I said it was, it's kind of like if you had a gloomy waiter or waitress without a big smile on the, you know, what do you want? That would ruin the meal. And I know a gal who used to work at McDonald's back in the 70s. And every once in a while, she would get a grumpy person coming to the counter at McDonald's. She was a young part-time employee working after school hours. And when she got a grumpy employee, she would say, "I'd say, give me a hamburger, fries, and you know, soda." And she'd say, "First, you have to smile." First, you have to smile. She would tell them, the customer, and
yeah.
You know, who would dare do that? You know, as a minimum wage employee, and she did, and it would change that frown into a smile. Gwyneth, I wanted to share with you something that I do with all of our dogs, and I try to do this every day. So if I'm in the garage and they come running in for their hugs, and they all come for their hugs, they really do. And I use the word, okay, who wants a hug? And they sit down and they get their hugs. I will say to them in English, you know, thank you so much for adopting us as your family. We really appreciate you living here. And we know that you can leave at any time. If you want to leave, you just do it. But we're so glad that you don't. We're so glad that you've adopted us. We love you and we're glad that you love us. And thank you for protecting us and watching over the farm. And we think it's a really important job, and we're so glad you're here to do that. And we love you. And I give them big hugs. And I tell them all that. And I try to do it every day. And I really mean it, because our dogs are not on chains. They can take off at any time they want, but they don't. If I go out on the veranda, they race over and they sit down next to me and they want their hugs. They're not asking for biscuits. I give them hugs and I give them lots of love. And sometimes, most days, I will get down on the kitchen floor. We have a rug there, and an airy rug, and I'll get down on the floor. And my Mastiff, he's a big boy. I believe he's over 200, just over 200 pounds now. He will come over and he will put both paws on top of me to hug me. He used to climb on me, and then he figured out that he didn't have to do that to hug me. He can just put his paws on me. And if I lie down on the floor, he will lie down behind me, and he'll put one of his arms over me to hug me. I'll say, "Where's my hug?" And he'll do that.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing. Sometimes I get behind him, and I hug him the same way. So he's figured out that that's what he can do. And he does. And he really, if I'm sitting in a chair, he'll come over, and if I don't hug him, he will put his paw on me, and he'll say, like, "Where's my hug? Where's my hug?"
Yep.
And have a hug.
That's right. Yep. If you can hear the dog barking in the background, it's barking at kangaroos, which are jumping through the forest. So it's protecting our property from the kangaroos. I just thought I would mention that. Mm-hmm. They come through most evenings. We actually have kangaroos, wallabies. We live in a eucalyptus forest with cockatoos flying around and all that sort of thing, and echidnas.
It's
the middle of the night here,
huh?
And they have to be on chains in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Would they chase the kangaroos?
If they're off the chains, they will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, if I'm not around to supervise them in the middle of the day, also they have to be chained. So you have to be responsible about your dog ownership. But you know something? They also know that I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing.
Yep.
That really is.
Thank you so much for being with us today. In class, if you'd like to contact Gwyneth, just go to usaprepares.com. And go to page number one. There's a link right there. And if you'd like, you can click on the instructors tab as well. And there's a link there to Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, I'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.